summer can be a really challenging time for sales reps. So today, we're going to talk about how we can make it less challenging and even leverage the summer selling season. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook podcast. I've personally trained over 20,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so before we begin, I want to let you know that today's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our Summer Sales Camp program, and we're going to be talking about it a little bit later in the program, but in the meantime, if you're impatient like I am and you'd like to learn a little bit more, feel free to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/summercamp19. YourSalesPlaybook.com/SummerCamp19. So today we're going to talk about something that I believe is incredibly timely. We have the summer selling season, and which is a hell of a tongue twister. What the hell was I thinking there? But it's incredibly challenging for many of us because we have a lot of prospects and clients who mentally check out, and I get it. The sun's shining, the kids are home from school, many times their businesses slow down. So, I mean, why not coast a little, right? So we have people mentally checking out. We also have a lot of people telling us, hey, call me back in September. Or here in the States, they say, call me back after Labor Day. And meanwhile, and I feel like I just went through puberty there. My voice just completely cracked. I felt like I was talking to the pretty girl in the seventh grade. And anyway, all kinds of bad memories just came back to that awkward phase of Castain. But meanwhile, we have our quotas. We have our need to keep moving forward. And what happens with a lot of sales reps is that they start to mentally check out over the summertime. They start to justify, well, things are slowing down, so what's the point in ramping things up? What's the point in prospecting? In fact, I remember so vividly when I first started my sales career, and all these veteran salespeople would see me hammering away at the phones, trying to set up appointments. And I'll never forget, it was in the printing industry. And in the printing industry, it slows down. I mean, business falls off a cliff during the summertime. And I'll never forget all the veteran salespeople, instead of encouraging me, like, I don't know why you're bothering to do it, kid. You know, nobody meets with anybody in the printing industry over the summer. And so you have that whole thing that's going on. That's very, very challenging, even from a sense of us trying to stay motivated. So a lot of people, what they default to is not only checking out if they're in sales, but also just saying, okay, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a bunch of admin work, and I'm going to do a lot of my administrative things. And I don't know about you guys, but if you really take a look at how much time we have over the summer, it depends on what you're defining as summer. But you have a good 10 weeks there. And again, I don't know about you, but I can't afford to have 10 weeks of admin. I sure as hell can't afford to have 10 weeks of mentally checking out. So today, I just have a few down and dirty tips to help you regain a little bit of control. A little bit of control of the summer selling season. So the very first thing, and you're going to be inclined to say, duh, but I want you to hear me out on this. Going into the summer selling season, you really need to ramp up your efforts, especially your prospecting efforts, so that you have more things in the pipeline. Now, right about now, you're either saying, well, duh, I know that. But if you've been listening to me for a while, you know how I feel about that. It's very easy for us to say, duh, or that sales 101 when we haven't been doing this shit. So if I just caught you in a moment of, duh, that's sales 101, I want you to ask yourself a question. Is this sales 101 and a duh moment and you're already doing this stuff, or it's a moment where, okay, it's sales 101 and I really need to get back to doing this stuff. See, there's a difference there in thinking and mindset and being a humble student. But here's the thing. You might also be thinking, well, hey, thanks, Castain. It's June 2nd now, early June, and you're telling me I should ramp up. I have, like, no time here to ramp up because in a few weeks, it's going to start to fall off a cliff. But here's the note to self that you need to make. I mean, at some point in sales, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all religion, if I was a circus promoter, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all religions, you have to stop the insanity. Every year, we have this crazy cycle that happens. It's the summertime pops up, and we act shocked. And there we are, losing time over the summer. The same thing happens at year end, by the way, with the holiday season, Christmas time. After Thanksgiving, everything falls off a freaking cliff. And we act shocked as if the holidays were just invented. We act shocked as if summertime was just invented. It just happened overnight. Nobody told us. We didn't get the memo. Holy shit, it's summertime. Why didn't anybody tell me? Your entire life, you've had summer times. So we should not act shocked. But my advice to you is this. If you're realizing, yeah, I should have ramped up, or you know what? Here it is, early June, and I'm feeling pressure to make it happen before everything slows down over the summer. You see, that is the moment where you need to pause this podcast. You need to pull to the side of the road and seriously leverage this moment and make a note to self that you're going to ramp this shit up a lot earlier next year. You don't wait until 2 weeks or 3 weeks before everything is going to go silent on you. You don't wait until second week in December to start ramping it up because you know that everybody's going to be checked out for the holidays. You want to start that a lot earlier. So the first lesson, and forgive me, I beat that one up and I was really going into lecture mode there with you guys, but seriously, you have to ramp up earlier. If right now you can still ramp up those efforts, I say do it. You still have some time unless you are truly serving an industry where everybody just goes into mental checkout and holiday vacation mode in the first week in June. I think you have a few weeks here still. I would ramp up those efforts. What do I mean by ramp up those efforts? I mean, if you are prospecting one day a week for a few hours, you need to like double and triple that if you can. If it means you have to start a little bit earlier and send out some emails before business hours, you need to do it. If it means that you need to send out some more snail mail, you need to do it. A quick note, and then we're going to move on to the next point. One of the things that I've been doing to ramp up my efforts is I've been getting up a little bit earlier on the weekends and been doing more things that I can do after hours so that I'm not having things interfere with showtime, with game time, with that time that I need to be spending during the week in front of potential clients, with my existing clients, prospecting to set up appointments with them. So what I've been doing is getting up earlier on the weekend, and I've been stuffing envelopes. I've been doing more emails. I've been doing a lot more of my research. So this way, when it is game time, I can play the game instead of researching the game, talking about the game, preparing for the game. I need to play the game because every second of that game throughout the entire year counts. But especially now, when very soon it's going to be a lot tougher for me, I need to get that stuff in the bank now. Now, what I do to make this a little bit more fun for me, because yes, it is the weekend, but I want to be clear about something. First of all, in my situation is probably different than a lot of people listening to this. My kids are grown right now, so I'm really not taking away from time with the little ones, with the little kids around the house and going to Little League games. I mean, my youngest is 21 years old. So I'm not missing out on that, but still, I want to have time over the weekend. I do want to hang out with my kids. I want to hang out with my wife. So I do this early in the morning. But to make this fun, if the weather's nice, I'm doing this outside on the patio with the sun beating down on my bald head. I mean, how cool is that? And if you're bald, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. So I'll do that. I'll go outside and do this. Sometimes if it's something that requires me thinking out an account or a strategy to get into a difficult account, if it's a little bit later on in the evening, I'm sitting outside by the campfire or whatever. So you can blend fun things and fun summer things with some work things. But the key component here is that I'm doing this before people are awake and before the day has really gone into full force. And to be clear, it's not like I'm getting up at 2 a.m. in the morning and doing this. For me, I'm getting going at like 5:30 or 6 a.m. in the morning and spending a few extra hours. So what you want to do is ramp up those efforts now and make a note to self that you start ramping up a few months earlier next year. Let's move on. Number two, the other thing that you want to do is anticipate the summer blow off. What's a summer blow off? Call me back after summer. Or you know what? Call me back in the fall. Call me back after Labor Day. That is the summer blow off. Now, I want to say something about this. I feel a need to preface this. I am not putting down buyers. I am not putting down decision makers. But I truly believe that we're living in a world now that if people could use Groundhog Day as an effing excuse not to meet with the sales rep, not to make a decision, not to work, they will use it. Seriously, they will. And I truly believe that decision makers offer the blow off of, you know what, call me back in the fall, or yeah, summer's a bad time, and call me back after Labor Day, because they can. The reason why they can is because we allow it. Now, when I say we allow it, that doesn't mean we should get in there and start throwing elbows at them and just, hey, damn it, I want that appointment. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that we tap out very, very quickly in sales over certain things. I'll tell you one thing we tap out on, quick tangent, if you don't mind, and if you do mind, tough shit, my podcast. But one of the things that we tap out on is when people say not interested, okay, works for me, bye, instead of going back at people with it. Again, we're not fighting with them, but have a rebuttal for it. So the same thing here. With the holidays, yeah, call, or the summer, I'm sorry, summertime and the holidays. Call me back in the fall. Okay, yeah, call you then. When's a good time? When's a good time in the fall for me to call you back? Instead of anticipating that. Again, we know summer's coming. What are we going to do about it? Are we just going to hide our head in the sands? In the sands, plural. Or hide our head in the sand, by the way. No, I haven't been drinking today, but I really think I should have. So I want you to anticipate it. And when I say anticipate it, we're anticipating it because we want to also think out a compelling reason to meet now, to buy now. So let's say that again. Part of anticipating the summer blow-off is thinking about how you're going to respond to the summer blow-off. Instead of saying, yeah, works for me, and sure, when in the fall should I call you back? When after Labor Day should I call you back? So you need to think out, what is the compelling reason to meet now, to buy now? And I want to give you an assignment. I want you to come up with three responses to call me back in the fall and or call me back after Labor Day. And in those responses, I want three different compelling reasons why you should be meeting now or why they should be buying now. I want you to come up with that. Then when you get done with it, go to your boss, or if you're the boss listening to this, what I want you to do is set up a sales meeting with your team. And trust me, what I'm about to say is going to be so much better than those shitty sales meetings you guys have to sit through where everybody's going over numbers and Frank, what are you projecting for the month? Hey, what's going on with that ABC account? This is going to be so much better, and this is going to be so much more value for that time that they're pulling you out of the field. Ask your boss, hey, listen, can we do this crazy exercise that this lunatic Castain, who has a podcast, told me I should be doing? I just did it. I found value in it. But I was thinking, if we brainstorm this with the sales team, we can come up with a lot more responses. So you're going to go into that sales meeting and put it out there, exactly what I put out there to you. What is, come up with three responses to the summertime blow off. Three different ones, the compelling reason. And you can even break it up into two parts. Number one, what are three compelling reasons why people should meet with us now as opposed to after Labor Day, in the fall, after summertime? And what are three compelling reasons? Again, why people want to buy now, why people want to meet now. Those are the two things you're attacking. So have them write it down in silence first, their ideas. This way they can't sit there and coast. And they're not going to be susceptible to groupthink. They could just write it down. And then, if it's on a conference call, go around the conference call and call people by name. Hey, Mary, what are the three things you came up with? Hey, Todd, what did you come up with? And most importantly here, you get to rip each other off. And you could even, if you guys are fortunate enough to have a sales assistant, have the sales assistant on the call, and maybe they could jot down some of these things and compile a PDF for everyone that gets sent out afterwards with all these ideas that you guys came up with. So that was item number two. Item number three on how you could really leverage the selling season, I want you to have a plan for the holidays that fall and holiday weeks that occur during the summer selling season. So let me say that again, and I'll give you some examples and some suggestions. What you want to do is you want to have a plan for the holidays and holiday weeks that occur during the summer selling season. Now, here in the U.S., we just, what was it, last week, or this week rather, feels like so long ago, Memorial Day. That was a holiday that falls during the summer selling season. We're about to have another one in about a month from now here in the U.S., the 4th of July. Now, the 4th of July is a bit tricky because it's not just the holiday. It's a very big vacation week for a lot of people. So you need to think that out. And then finally, what you need to think about is Labor Day weekend, again, here in the U.S., or if you sell to the U.S., you need to be thinking about that. So you want to have a plan for this. So let me give you a few suggestions. The first thing that I think represents a big mistake that people make when they approach a holiday or a holiday week is they're thinking in terms of just prospecting during those weeks. Now, first of all, I still say gold star to those people because at least they planned on doing something instead of just going into the office or whatever and half-assing their day and piddling around and shooting the shit and taking a long lunch or whatever. That's really not working. And an admin day. Here I go with that thing again. An admin day. So at least they had something there, right? They had some kind of a plan. But as you know, it can be rather frustrating trying to reach people on the day, the business day before, the business day after, or certainly during a holiday week. It can be very frustrating. A lot of people are out. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't do those things. But what I want you to do is think beyond prospecting. And my suggestion would be this, and this is going to be a duh moment. It was a duh moment for me when I came across it. How about this? Instead of thinking, well, I'm going to prospect that week, how about let that be a plan B or C? And plan A is, leading up to a holiday week, like the business day before, perhaps during a holiday week or the day after a holiday, you're going to try to book appointments for those days. And I know that can be frustrating too, but you'll find that there are people, and if you do it 2 and 3 weeks in advance, there are people who are going to be at work those days. Business doesn't just entirely shut down for 10 weeks. It doesn't entirely shut down for the summertime. It doesn't just entirely shut down for July, the 4th of July week. Some businesses do, not the entire industry, not every one of the potential clients that you're going after, the suspects. It's not going to happen that way. There are going to be people who are going to be there. So what we want to do is, there's a key to this. If you have a territory that you have to fly into and travel into, I don't know that it would be such a good idea to go and visit them the day after a holiday or the day, the business day before. People are going to be suddenly sick, or they're going to have other things sort of come up, or take a last minute vacation day. You know the deal. We do it ourselves, right? So what we want to do, so we don't waste a trip, is set up phone appointments, set up Skype sessions, set up WebExes with people. And the only exception to that rule is if you serve a local territory where, okay, worst case scenario is I'm going to lose the 30 or 45 minutes in the car. But if you're like me, you're going to cluster appointments. You're going to cluster other appointments around that one. So if that one falls through, hopefully you have one or two others in the area, and you have clients that you're also going to be seeing that week. So your first line of defense, if you will, is to not think about making appointments or trying to make appointments during the holiday. You want to make them prior to the holiday for that time frame. Obviously not on the holiday, but the day after, that week, the business day before or whatever. So I want you to think about that. So again, you're going to have a plan for the holidays and holiday weeks, and we're going to think beyond prospecting during those weeks. Nothing wrong with prospecting during those weeks, but it's not going to be the first line of defense here anymore. The other thing that you want to do, pardon me, is if we're going to be having a plan for holidays, one of the things I've been talking about for a long time is make a note. And when I say make a note, I want you to actually set up an appointment with yourself to do this. Set up an appointment on the calendar to do this activity. I want you, whenever a holiday comes up, get in the habit of either sending a broadcast type of email, an email blast, if you will, on the holiday itself, or the business day before or the business day after. Why? Why would I tell you to do that? Because what's going to happen, you have a lot of people who are going to be taking vacations, especially during the July 4th week here in the U.S. So now, again, you might be thinking, well, that's idiotic, Castain. That is a waste of time. Why would I send an email to people who are not there? Well, there's two reasons why you're going to do it. Number one, because when people are out of office, what happens? You get an automated, out of office reply. And in that out of office reply, there is information that you can leverage as a sales professional. Number one, it may have a direct line, and meanwhile, you haven't been able to crack that part of the code yet. Right there is their auto signature, and it has their direct line. That means that when you call them back after the holiday, you can bypass the quote-unquote gatekeeper. How cool would that be? It may have a cell phone in there. I'm not saying that you use the cell phone right out of the gate, but it's a really cool thing to have right in your back pocket. The other thing that you will experience here and there will be additional people to contact in their absence. So let's just say I'm the lucky one who gets to take off during the week of July 4th. Well, there are other people in my department, because the department can't just shut down, have everybody taking vacations. So what I might do in that auto signature, in my absence, or if it's an emergency, please contact Jane Jones. But see, here's the thing with Jane Jones. Jane Jones might actually be the boss, the decision maker. But meanwhile, you haven't been able to find this other person because you've got put off onto this other person. So I want you to think about it from that perspective, but also there's less noise during holiday weeks, and that's the other reason why you should send an email then. There's less noise. Your message can get through. Now, am I saying that this will be the message that gets you the business? No, it is one of many things that we have to do in sales to stand out, for people to know who we are. This is one of many little things that we have to do differently, and we have to do better than our competitors. Now, there's a few other things that I want you to think about. The other thing that I want you to do, and this one is a huge one, I want you to leverage the summer instead of feeling challenged by it. In fact, I want you to change your thinking. Just a general tip here, and it's not just for summer. Whatever you've been given, even if you feel like you've been seriously served up a shit sandwich, I want you to stop thinking like a victim. And I want you to change your thinking to that of an opportunist. And always use what you've been given. Again, even if you think it is absolute shit that you've been given, you need to think differently. And ask yourself, well, in what ways could I actually leverage the summer? And I want you to write that one down, because that's another thing that I want you to think through. In what ways could I leverage the summer? And I want you to assume that there are ways, that no matter what, there are ways for you to leverage the summer, but you have not found them yet. I want you to be suspicious, like you're a detective, and you know something is there, but you just have, I haven't found it yet, but something's off here. And that's how I want you to look at the summer. Assume that there are things you've been missing about the summer. And ask yourself that question. In what ways can I leverage the summer? And then, after you've done that exercise, there's another meeting you could do with your sales team. And already, you're going to be the rock star. You might get promoted after this damn podcast. Because that is a much better topic than sitting around, again, reviewing numbers and administrative shit in a sales meeting that could have been an email. This is another topic for you to tackle. But let me give you a few suggestions of what you can do to leverage the summer instead of feeling challenged by it. The first one, I've kind of beaten to death, and we talked about it a little bit, I think a little bit today, but we'll go there very, very quickly. During the summer, one of the first things you can leverage is the fact that most of your competitors have mentally checked out, and they're justifying it by saying, well, nobody buys over the summer. You try to set up appointments over the summer. Nobody wants to meet with you over the summer. Everybody's saying, call me back after Labor Day. Call me back in the fall. Call me back after summer. Businesses are shut down. It's hard to get everybody into a meeting because of the vacation schedules and everything else. So while your competitors are checking out, you should be ramping up your efforts. You should be going at this with a counterintuitive approach. What everybody's going to be feeling right about now, out of habit, as well you probably will, is, hey, it's summer. Let's scale it back a little. Let's coast a little bit. And I feel a need to clarify something. It's funny, because when people disagree with me on this, as, hey, listen, that's how we learn things sometimes, when we disagree and we have a good, spirited debate. But people take this to the extreme, and they think I'm saying, don't enjoy your summer. Don't hang out with your kids. Don't take a vacation. Don't take a what the F day at work, where you just wake up and you realize, eh, what the F. And I'm sick today. You know, that I'm not saying that. I mean, hell, if you guys have been following me for a while, you know that I take like 4 or 5 camping trips every single summer. And I will not go on the weekends because there are shitheads at the campgrounds out here on the weekends. Very important note, if you ever camp in New York, the shitheads come out on the weekend. During the week, it's the hardcore people like me who love camping and want quiet. That's when I go. So believe me, I'm not telling you, don't enjoy your summer. Enjoy your summer. But there's work to be done. So while everybody else is coasting and not doing any work, you can still ramp up and you can still enjoy your summer. Next, summer provides an opportunity for you to change up your messaging. right? You could change up your messaging during the summer. So what do I mean? Well, you could provide some summer specific tips like I'm doing right now. This has to do with the summer. This is timely. This is relevant. If you're listening to this, you're listening because you experience this. So what about with your clients? How about you? Can you be doing this with clients and prospects and offering them some seasonal tips? And then if you think the answer is yes, and I hope you do, make a note to self to do this again come Christmas time, because there are ways that you can leverage the season with your messaging. Also, people are going to be taking vacations. Isn't this an opportunity for you to change up the conversation from just checking in and trying to give them a sales pitch to for you to talk about their vacation? How was your vacation? Last time I talked to you, said you couldn't meet because you're going away. How was it? Where'd you go? Did you do anything exciting? And sometimes going back to that autoresponder, out of office reply, what happens? Sometimes people say, I will be away on vacation. Boom, that is an opportunity for you to change the conversation when you call back. Hey, when I try to reach out to you, I got the little message from you saying you were on vacation. If you don't mind me asking, hey, where did you go? Did you do something fun? Just kind of chill at home? It's an opportunity for you to bond with them. And I found that a lot of people, even here in New York where we're antisocial, so many people, they need little encouragement to talk about their favorite subject, which of course is them and not you. The other thing that you can do over the summertime to change up the conversation and to leverage it is, how about some creative things that you can do to get a decision maker's attention? One of the things we talk about in a lot of my programs is we talk about creative door openers. And one of them that I've probably done in every creative webinar where we talk about these door openers is sending ice cream. I every time, a little tangent moment here, every time we're sitting outside at Casa de Castaigne having a campfire and eating ice cream, out here in New York, we have this chain. And I think it's an East Coast thing. I don't think it's just New York, obviously. Carvel. I absolutely love Carvel. And which you'd never realize when you see how fit I am and in incredible shape for my age, which, of course, if you've met me, you know I am just completely exaggerating there. But I often say to people, you're sitting there eating ice cream. I think so many of the world's problems could be resolved over a bowl of ice cream. How could you be in a shitty mood when you're eating ice cream? And if you are, that is not a customer I want. Really, I don't want to live in a world where people are shitty when they're eating ice cream. So send them maybe some ice cream, or how about a summer survival kit or something fun that has the summer theme. The other thing that you can do, remember, it's an opportunity to change up the messaging, change up the experience for customers and potential customers. How about setting up a meeting, or not really a meeting, more of a lunch, if you will, a lunch meeting, there you go, at a really cool outdoor venue. And you can invite either a client or a prospect to lunch out here in New York, out here, as we say, Long Island. Out here on the island, there are some really cool outdoor venues where, I mean, I have things out here that are right out on the bay. And on a nice day, there's a nice awning over it, and you're sitting outside, and you're looking out at the boats and fighting off seagulls trying to steal your damn lunch and everything. But seriously, there's some really nice venues so you can have that same conversation. But isn't it amazing how people act differently in different settings? Have you guys noticed that? And please don't answer. Nobody's there. You'd be talking at the speakers in your car, and that's just odd. But seriously, isn't it crazy how people act differently in different settings? So maybe we need to pull people away from the formality of a conference room or the formality of the office and go somewhere fun and exciting. So that's something that you can do. So again, the question that I want to leave you with here is, in what ways can I leverage the summer instead of being challenged by it? In what ways can I leverage the summer instead of being challenged by it? There you have it, folks. A few ideas to think about. One of them actually requires a time machine, because I said you really need to ramp up before the summer, and I realize we're almost there. But see, that one is important because you'll make a note on your calendar to start ramping up those efforts. Maybe you need to start ramping up your efforts every year in March or April or maybe February to be able to have a little more padding going into the summer. But certainly that doesn't mean we can't ramp up now. But you have several ideas here, and I want to leave you with a resource. We just announced the format and the content and the topics that we're going to be covering in this year's virtual sales camp. If you're not familiar with my virtual sales camp program, it's basically four sessions that are pre-recorded. I pre-record them so that you don't feel the need that you have to show up in a classroom physically at a certain day, certain time. You go at your own pace. And what happens is, on, I believe this year it's going to be June 13th, I'm going to send out all the sessions for everybody who's registered. All of the sessions I'll send out on June 13th. And then I don't care if you want to go one every week, one every 3 weeks, however way you want to go through it, you go at your own pace. But there's also a lot of cool freebies that come along with this program. There are numerous templates that I'm going to be sending along. I have over 50 I'm going to be sending people. I have PDFs that I'm going to be sending out with little cheat sheets and bonuses and other ideas. We're even going to have a secret resource page that I'm going to give everyone access to, with additional PDFs, additional blog, not necessarily blog posts, but additional articles that other people can't read. It's going to be just for the people who have actually paid. So kind of like a members only type of area. So if you'd like to learn more about this, and I would urge you to do it soon, because while I'm going to be talking about this all summer, and you could seriously enroll right up until probably, I don't know, maybe the end of July or whatever, and here it is early June, so you have like almost 2 months to get it together. But the reason why I'm going to urge you to do it right now is because we have an early registration discount in place, and the early registration discount is going to be gone within the next 4 days. I believe it's June 6th that the deadline is going to be at close of business. And you might be listening to this now on June 2nd, saying, okay, that still gives me 4 days. But I'm just going to tell you, if you're like me and you're fairly busy, many times in good faith, we're thinking, hey, we have great intentions. We're going to sign up for something. We're going to do something. And then next thing you know, life moves so quickly. It's like a week after the deadline. And you're sitting there saying to yourself, where the hell did the time go? My biggest thing that I tell my clients is, when you make a decision to do something, do it. There is such power and control in having urgency and doing shit now instead of tomorrow. It also keeps you from procrastinating. So if you'd like to learn more, and I hope you do, and see what these sessions are and the topics, because there are some new areas that I haven't covered yet in my webinars that I've done in the past, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/summercamp19. And that's all, like one word there, summercamp19. yoursalesplaybook.com/summercamp19. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Visit our blog at yoursalesplaybook.com/blog.